US make started the hedge. And you can't say that community. Dia una mankwala community, but ya toka kuti. I mean, I chose some mankwala kupasa ma community mingani. So that's on the point. You can see it in the community, but there is somebody who are taking it from the medicine where medicine stays to give the community. So that's what supposed to be. So hit the head of a snake and the snake will die. If you don't hit the snake, you hit the tail, then it will continue. So thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much.
Quickly, let me just read a message that came through from Chela saying, good morning, Duchess and Chimweka. The Auditor General report is published, no action. The Financial Intelligence report is published, no action. We know then what? We need corrective action, dismissals and convictions.
And that's another point. So even if we know, we get to know about these other reports. But when we know, we will complain, oh, you see, this suspicious. But then what we're looking forward to is actions, right?
It's okay, even if we complain. What we want is to know what's in the report.
Okay, and?
We know that information.
And?
We know. I know. And I'm satisfied that I know what's in the report. End of story.
So, okay, would you rather you know and then you see no action, or you don't know the content of the report but you're seeing action?
Action, even
with that question, when the action is taken, you eventually know. Because when people are getting jailed and so on, you will know that, you'll be told to do a jail because of this. So eventually you still know.
You know, what I was thinking is what Douglas says, problems as Zambians, we are full of suspicions. Already we have suspects.
That's true.
And once a report is done, what is this?
What next?
Okay. Oh, in fact, I think it was supposed to be gone. Once the report has gone public, what next?
What next is the big question.
What do you think?
I bet you have suspects also in your mind. Like, okay.
Don't put my mouth in my words.
People are just waiting for that and then say, for them to do that. But anyway, we're in the last hour of Phoenix Breakfast. And we will get into the main news bulletin with Patty Mugando.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Government says fuel price fluctuations likely to persist. Justice Minister assures Zambians that government is taking note of concerns on Bill 7. And in global news, U.S. court rules Trump overstepped his authority with global tariffs. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Peter Mumba, says Zambia will continue to face fluctuations in fuel prices as the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, incorporates auction premiums into the new pipeline open access framework. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mumba says although a fixed pricing strategy is not yet in place, recent low premiums, currently around $43 per ton, have driven pump prices downward and is expected to persist. He explains that stability will hinge on sustained moderate auction bids by oil marketing companies and hopes that fuel premiums do not exceed $70 per ton to assure a stable downward pricing. Mr. Mumba says the ministry is aware of the need to formulate a strategy for fuel price predictability in line with the presidential directive, but currently prioritizes monitoring the trends of the open access system before proposing any measures to reduce volatility. In October 2023, President Hakainde Hichilema ordered Mr. Mumba to devise a fuel pricing mechanism that would be predictable and minimize the economic impact on citizens.
for now, we'll continue having a fluctuation in the price as we encourage OMCs to bid for the use of the pipeline. It's too early to say, but as you are aware, the open access has just been operational for a few months. So we'd like to look at trends. And for instance, the last premium was at $43 per metric ton. If we continue having that kind of premium, then that will translate into a stability of pump price. For now, I think we'll still continue enjoying the downward trend of the pump price.
Justice Minister Princess Kasune has urged stakeholders to remain calm and debate Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 on its merits and freely make submissions on what needs to be refined. Ms. Kasune says government is currently taking note of all public feedback and expects the Electoral Commission of Zambia's delimitation report to be released shortly to aid factual basis for discussions. She, however, insists that the Electoral Reforms Technical Committee report, ERTC, is publicly available, deeming calls by some stakeholders for its publication as unnecessary. On Sunday, government through Gazette Notice No. 539 of 2025 published the Constitution Amendment Bill of 2025 with some clauses proposing to increase parliamentary seats from 156 to 211 to actualize the Electoral Commission of Zambia's delimitation report, among others.
What you are needing now is a delimitation which is coming soon, and those observations are noted, and it should be released soon. But the ERTC has been released. If you still don't have access, get to ECZ. The ERTC was released. Again, it's a preserve of ECZ, but clearly we note the concern of the Zambian people. Again, both ECZ, ERTC and the delimitation is a preserve of ECZ.
Meanwhile, governance expert John Lijimu has proposed a more modest increase of 25 parliamentary seats rather than the 55 added by the latest Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 to protect development funding. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Lijimu says doubling the expansion to 211 MPs could inflate allowance bills and divert resources from critical infrastructure and social services. Mr. Lijimu argues that a 25-seat increase would improve representation without overburdening the national budget and ensure balance of the fiscal space for development.
The increase of the members of parliament in the National Assembly comes alongside with a huge expenditure implication and budgetary allocation, because these members of parliament now will have to be paid allowances, they will have to be paid their gratuities, they will have to be paid many other allowances that go with public, you know, with the sideline committees. Our question is Zambia ready to spend so much money on members of parliament?
The Small Scale Miners Association of Zambia has expressed concern over the increasing trend of Zambians selling their mining licenses, particularly to foreign buyers, despite ongoing government efforts to empower local miners. In an interview with Phoenix News, Association Acting President Kelvin Tembo has described the situation as demotivating, especially at a time when government is actively working to formalize and support the operations of artisan and small-scale miners. His remarks follow a warning issued earlier this week by Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga, who cautioned license holders against selling their documents, saying such practices undermine national efforts to strengthen and legitimize the small-scale mining sector. Mr. Tembo has hailed government for simplifying access to mining licenses for Zambians, but has emphasized that this opportunity must be met with the right mindset and long-term vision by Zambian mine owners.
I think, all in all, that's a very demotivating action altogether, because I think the government is trying to do everything possible to make sure its people are empowered by owning these mines. And people seem to have that aspiration of actually obtaining those licenses. But the bad part of it is them getting the licenses and selling them off. That's